My guest today is Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi. Looking at the grain side, Dan, here to close out this Monday. A lot of green on the board and a lot of items in the news directing the grains here. What do you think influenced the grains the most here on this Monday?
Well, we had the weekend tariff announcements, as everybody saw, to Mexico, Canada, and China. And then we struck a deal with Mexico for a 30-day delay, and negotiations headed up by State Secretary Rubio to see if we can make progress on trade imbalances. That got the market's attention, and the hope was that maybe the Canadians can do the same thing. And with that in mind, the markets rallied. There was also a news piece out of China that suggested that maybe the Chinese in a trade negotiation would look at a phase one or phase two agreement, much like Trump did back in 2020. So all helpful to the grain markets as shorts that sold early covered and gave us some green at the close.
Okay, great. And then a little bit of a different story on the cattle side there. What'd you see there, Dan?
Yeah, no, a little different story. So the Mexicans not only announced that they had done a truce with Trump on trade for 30 days, they also made announcements that the border would be open again. We are waiting details exactly what that means in terms of screwworms and how many feeder cattle will be allowed in, but opening of the border caused the feeder cattle market to tumble and lives were taken with it. So that was kind of the day. It was a Mexican day, both on terms of getting a 30-day delay, but also opening the cattle market, which took the livestock markets lower.
All right, good stuff. Appreciate it, Dan. That was Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi.